Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Trying to continue the Christmas spirit for everybody. It's tough out there, folks. Come on, let's try. And you know what? If we don't have material, we got love, and that's what Christmas is all about, anyway. So tonight we've got a great show. My buddy, I like to call him the resident songwriter here, because Rick has written so many songs and he's got a song for every occasion. He's got a great one we're going to play tonight. It's called the Santa's Monster Mash, and he also has a Christmas book out he's going to read from. It's a children's book, and he's going to be reading from Under Santa's Hat, and I'm excited to debut his wacky Christmas song. Santa's Monster Mash, and that's where he came up with that. So before we start, let me just say thank you to the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wine, South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff, Clifton, New Jersey, Syntec Productions in Oak Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloyden Designs, New Jersey, Think Big Picture, LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, and GenieBottles.com. Mr. Ryan, Rick Ryan on the phone, folks.
Hey.
How are you doing?
How are you doing, Joanne? How are you doing?
I'm all right. Crazy day. Crazy day. Just a crazy day. I don't want to talk politics, but I'm just disgusted. I'm trying to stay away, and it's the holidays, and so many people are suffering, and these people... The richest country on this earth can't pay people to survive, and it just sickens me. But we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about fun.
No, we
want
to take people back to their childhood. We want to take people.
Right.
This is about reading to our children. That's
yes.
What this is about. This isn't about
Absolutely.
Politics or anything like that.
Right.
And,
that's what I know. We're not going to talk about politics
One thing about reading is it's a landscape of dreams, a panorama of possibilities, not problems, where every child's mind is filled with a veritable feast for the imagination. Adventures in slaying dragons, breaking wild horses, or blasting off in a shuttle to Mars. Reading holds the key to our imagination that can unlock the doorway to our dreams, lasting for one glorious moment or for a lifetime. A cornucopia of creativity with no barriers, where anything is possible. This is what reading books brings to our lives. To put it quite simply, according to Dr. Seuss, the more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go.
Dr. Seuss was a genius. You know, I wonder, you know, it's funny. My kids are grown, and I don't have grandchildren. I have no little children in my life anymore. And I wonder if reading really is a major part of children's lives today. I mean, my kids are 21 and 18 now, so I mean, when they were little, I mean, we read to them every night before they went to bed, during the day. I mean, I don't know, with technology now, you know, here's an iPad, go play, get away from me, you know? I wonder if kids are still being read to the way we used to.
Well, think of the difference between reading and an iPhone. Now, I see toddlers and toddlers
holding iPhones and iPads.
Children with iPhones, and they're learning how to play games that have no way of winning the game. You can win it once, but then the deal is changed, and you know you have to go up and up and up. You never win. It's like Sisyphus from Greek mythology, pushing the rock up the hill, and it falls down upon him, and he goes up again.
Mm.
It's an endless
mm-hmm.
battle of nothingness, is the iPhone, games.
Right.
Whereas you read a book, and it can open up new vistas of awareness. So there's no comparison between the two, none.
And it's funny because when you read, you understand the story. However, you interpret it different in your mind with the imagery mm-hmm. of what's transpiring. So what made you want to write? I know you've written several books. What made you decide to do the children's book?
Well, a few years ago, it was after Christmas. And it was like in March of that year, whatever year that might have been. It wasn't that long.
Mm. Mm.
And I just got this urge to write first songs about Santa. Poems, lyric poems, whatever you want to call them. Children's books, whatever you want to call them. And I think Santa's Monster Bash might have been the first, or else Under Santa's Hat, which is the other one that's here tonight. And, you know, that's about it. It's really a divergence from anything I've written before. You know,
there is a book that goes with Santa's Monster Bash?
Oh, yeah. But
that's the new one. That's the new one. That's the new one.
Under Santa's Hat. That's the first one. And then Santa's Monster Bash, which the audience will hear, is a song that mi hermano, Frank Garcia, put music to and produced it. And it could be on Dr. Demento, probably. I don't know.
It's
a wacky, wild, and weird story for kids or adults.
Mm.
What? I'm an adult. I dig monsters. You know what I mean? I dig Santa.
Right,
you
know, right,
so
right.
We're all
yep,
little
yep.
kids. So, there's
I know,
a little kid
I know.
In all of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess you can play that if you have it ready. You know, it'll, hopefully everyone will enjoy it.
Well, do you want to read Under Santa's Hat first, or play the song?
They'll hear the words. Just play it.
All right, so here we go. This is Rick's new. Well, it's not really a new song. He had written it a while ago, but it's new to us, and it's called Santa's Monster Mash, and it is in.
Okay.
What, honey?
No, it's Bash.
Oh, I'm sorry. Santa's Monster Bash. I was thinking Monster Mash. I'm sorry. Bash. And and it correlates to his new book that's coming out. So here we go. Santa's Monster Bash. Rick Ryan. Check it out.
Christmas Eve, they met inside the deepest, dark abyss. The biggest names and monsters had a plan that couldn't miss. They knew their mission and were only hours from their goal. To polish up their powers and demolish the North Pole. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and all at their best game. The turnout was spectacular, the Wolfman even came. There were gruesome ghouls and goblins, every guardian of gloom. All led by that mad scientist, his name Professor Doom. Monster was the mummy with the alien dripping goo. Godzilla was no dummy, he brought King Kong with him too. A sea of screeching zombies joined the powerful platoon. The creature even came up from inside his black lagoon. What a mob, the blob, the predator, an evil Mr. Hyde. Yes, a headless horseman even showed up for a ride. 100 flying monkeys and a wicked witch herself. She cast a spell on Santa and on every single elf. A big spaceship so cool and customized. Professor Doom saw all the room and boy, he was surprised. He led his mighty monsters on their cruel and creepy cause. Tonight he was their host in making toast of Santa Claus. Once their spaceship landed, they would stomp and snort and sneer. But Santa's laugh was all those mad monstrosities could hear. Then suddenly a soft and quiet snow began to fall. And Santa said, it's Christmas Eve, let's party one and all.
Would you like some blood brownie?
Oh, what a rude, a rude.
Hey, look at me, where'd I come from? Oh, okay. Oh, let's get down.
Anyone for plum pudding? Christmas cake?
And fiddles, there was Mrs. Claus's feast. There were folks with jokes and riddles, songs to soothe the savage beast. There was every sound of Christmas, there was laughter by the ton. The first time all the monsters felt that thing that we call fun. The snow that fell would break the spell of that old wicked witch. And Santa yelled, let's party hardy, all the monsters got the itch. With zombies, elves, and King Kong, it was such a culture clash. It was quite a sight to see that night at Santa's Monster Bash. Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Wow, that's so cute, Rick. That's great. I was actually pick. Is there a video to that? Because music video.
No,
I actually
not.
Was picturing everything going on and like a little animated thing. It sounded really cool.
It was cute. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously looking for a publisher. I mean, geez, you know, a good publisher. But for that and the other one, you know, I've self-published everything, but, you know, it's,
right.
It's felt very strongly about that one. I think.
Yeah.
I see a little
show coming out of that, either a little, remember how we used to have the Santa Claus is coming to town, and Rudolph shows when we were growing up? I see a little animation thing going on with that.
It's Rankin and Bass, remember?
Yeah, that's who they were,
yeah.
Rankin and Bass.
But,
very cool, I like
it. I was a little older, but I guess I was, but a lot of kids grew up with Rankin and Bass, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, stuff like that. I never liked Rankin and Bass much, to be honest, but I could see this possibly with the help of my illustrator on Under Santa's Hat, Laura Grivalia. And it was brilliant. And that comes next. I mean, I know it's late for Christmas this year, but it's best to get things done early in the year.
Well, you just got gave everybody a little taste of you just gave everybody a little taste of what they may be seeing next year. So now let me ask you this. Oh, crap, I lost my train of thought again. Sorry, folks, you know I always, it happens to me all the time. Oh, jeez, I was just going to say something.
Back into the station.
I spoke before I could say what I wanted to say. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man, I hate when that happens. Go ahead, let's talk about something else. It'll come back to me, I'm sure. So now,
it happens to me all.
Now, Under Santa's Hat. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. I'm so it just came to me. Who's singing that? That's not you.
No. That is.
Yeah, I know you're just a lyricist. I know. So that's what I'm saying. Who is that singing?
There is no music to it. That's just that is a children's book with no music. So, or yet, but it's not suitable for music like. Santa's Monster Bash. So I know what songs are music ready, and I know ones that aren't. I think Under Santa's Hat should be just enjoyed for what it is. That's all. It's a children's book.
Right. Who's singing Santa's Monster Bash, though? Who is that on the vocals?
Oh, that's my longtime co-writer, Frank Garcia, who wrote the music, produced it, sang it. Oh, I owe that to him, Frank Garcia. Brilliant, brilliant guy.
Yeah, it sounded good.
I've worked with him a lot of time.
I could definitely see this being out next year on like a ABC special, Christmas special for, you know, like the Rankin and Bass shows that we used to get every Christmas.
Oh, like I said, kids love monsters. That's for sure. So give them monsters.
Right. Kids love monsters. That's right.
But one thing is that a couple quotes that kind of got me, you know, is about reading to children. You may have tangible wealth untold, caskets of jewels and coffers of gold. Richer than I, you can never be. I had a mother who read to me. Strickland Gillian. And J.K. Rowling, who we all have heard of, said, "I will defend the importance of bedtime stories to my last gasp." So bedtime stories read your kids' stories at night instead of watching TV for 1 hour. You know, 1 hour.
Right. Bedtime is the best time.
Yeah, it's bedtime.
Yeah, it's quality time. That's what we did. I would work all day. I'd come home, play with the kids for a little while, you know, have dinner, play with the kids for a little while and do the bath. And then when it was bedtime, literally got right in bed with them and laid down and read to them and every night. So and I never missed a night.
I don't know. I have to admit, I don't know if it's that prevalent now at all, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, I have that's pretty sad. That's sad. Because reading, I don't mean to sound cliche and like that commercial, but reading is truly fundamental. And it helps expand even adults, when you read, it expands your mind. You know, it's great. I would think a lot of people doing a lot. Well, I would, you know what? Forget what I was going to say. I was going to say I would like to think that more people are doing more reading now, but I think they're like so lazy that they prefer to watch TV or a movie or, you know, something on
or
the screen.
Too,
you know,
caught up in all. Hey, we are in a strange situation now.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Too caught up And I don't blame them. They're too caught up in all of this madness that surrounds
right.
them that they don't find time to read to their kids. But you don't want to get out of the habit because
right.
and make an excuse of this pandemic
mm.
because
right.
kids are at stake, you know? The minds
right.
of your kids are at stake. And they're like, it's like molding them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't allow, well, I just say I would not allow the iPhone to mold my child.
Right.
No, I wouldn't. So anyway.
Right. Well, I
but
was going to say that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you were still speaking. I didn't want to cut you off. Please.
No, but it was changing the subject, so I'd rather you go next.
You're so funny, Rick. I'm telling you. You're like, no, you go. No, you go. Oh, I love you. You're so
actually,
funny.
Actually, I'm saying Hugo,
oh.
like Victor Hugo.
Oh, there you
no,
go. There you go. No, I was just going to say, I would think somebody, I want to kind of correct the TV comment because I would think that maybe because of the situation we're in, maybe more people are who wanted to do a lot of reading are catching up on the reading. Okay. And the people who normally enjoy a great book are reading lots of great books. You know, they're reading
yeah.
a lot more. But then you've got the people who just would prefer the tube, you know, but so but yeah, no, reading is I feel like reading is definitely a lost art, and that's sad, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's very sad.
I mean,
look at the
online learning. I mean, I've seen it. My kids are doing it, and I don't see them reading a goddamn thing. They're watching the computer. At least when they were going to the campus, they were getting, you know, they had to read, you know, get a
human
book
contact,
or all
that. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Without human contact,
we're in deep shit, I think, without human contact.
Right.
You know,
there has to be that fragment
of human contact. Otherwise,
yep.
we're lost as a culture. But that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are some of us who want to, instead of giving people what the market says they should give them,
mm-hmm.
they are trying to have turn this into a renaissance of culture, you
mm-hmm.
know, where maybe we have to go backwards, you know, to find our roots and to find
mm-hmm.
where our culture began, you know.
Well,
I mean, maybe we have to go backwards, I think.
Well, I know, but sadly, we're only moving forward and advancing with everything. I mean, everything. Life is changing entirely. And especially now, it's changed enormously. So who knows when this is over how people are going to be after this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. That's up in the air. That's up in the air. What did you say? What did you say, Rick? I'm sorry.
No, if you take a handful of people, artists of all genres, you know, linear artists or playwrights or, you know, anything, composers, and many of them want this kind of renaissance. Many of them want to,
of course,
have fine songs and paintings and everything. You know, they don't want to simplify to some level that's below excellence. You know, they don't want
right.
to, but they have to because that's what the system demands. You know, so it's crazy. That's the whole crazy
right.
thing. But
we have more based on the age factor. I don't mean you and I, but I'm talking in general. The age factor of people who relish the art of art is very
yes.
small compared to the people who are up and coming. look at the percentage we got left. Everybody's dying off, right? Sorry, guys, I know it's Christmas, but listen to it. Listen, it's people who enjoy the way. I don't want to insult anybody. That's all. But I'm just saying, the number is shrinking, where there are more coming from behind us. You get what I'm saying? It's a dying breed. We're a dying breed because we are dying off. And now you've got this new generation, and then behind them is another generation and another generation, you know, and so on. So our generation is being pushed out in the next
even back in
20, 30 years.
In the days of Homer, you know, the Greek Homer, they would verbally pass down stories that would go through generations. And that's how stories were passed down, is verbally. There's such a power in human, in the spoken word.
Yeah.
Real power in the spoken word. The Bible says that. The Bhagavad Gita says that. That once you make a proclamation, there's power in that. And
right.
So keep your mouth shut. You know, I mean, and speak when it's, and I have to learn this myself, and speak when it's appropriate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, my new book, my latest book.
Yeah,
called,
I was gonna say, tell us what is the inspiration behind Under Santa's Hat? What brought that about?
Well, it's multicultural. I don't know how it came to me. You know, it's just a wacky story that came to me about Santa, and it's in verse. And that's about it. I mean, people can hear it and, you know, buy it eventually. And, you know, it's been on the internet for a long time, where people have read it and they dig it. So I don't know. So I decided it was time to put the book out. And thanks to Laura Rahava, she has put the artwork in motion.
That
will be finished. So
cool.
And we'll see what happens. And then the next thing, Santa's Monster Bash, I assume. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Good. Good. Well,
I have other
since we're talking,
too, you know.
We're talking about the Santa's hat though right now. But I was going to say, since we're talking about Santa's hat, do you want to read the excerpts or the book? I mean, I don't know how many pages it is.
I'll read the whole thing. I'll read the whole thing.
Pardon me.
It's called Under Santa's Hat. Mm. Under Santa's hat, there is a curious little crop. His bottom may be fat, but he's been getting thin on top. The fuzz above his forehead's like a field that's underfed. It won't be long until there's not one hair on Santa's head. He knows how cold each winter gets, how every sneeze can freeze. So he searches out on the internet for bald head remedies. Each remedy's a food or drink, some wacky, wild, and weird. He soon begins to rub them where his hair has disappeared. He starts by spreading salsa on every hairless spot. He knows he can't be careless. It's the only chance he's got. When he glances in the mirror the next morning after bed, he searches for some hair, but a sombrero's there instead. Well, Santa looks discouraged, but he doesn't feel defeat. He cooks up a new remedy and says, "Bon appetit," across his bald head everywhere. He spreads a cheese souffle. But on those spaces he wants hair, now sits a French beret. Santa's never one to her worry, so he sets a faster pace. In a hurry, he makes curry, and he plasters it in place. Now his goal is getting clearer. He's much nearer with each try. But when look into the mirror, shows a turban 2 feet high. Next, he rustles up some barbecue and spreads it with a smile. He thinks, this'll do the trick. I'm going to grow hair Texas style. He's sure he's found a cure from all those remedies he's read, till he sees a giant Stetson riding high up on his head. As he mashes up and smashes up a puree of squash and peas, Santo chills out and prepares to shout, hooray, at what he sees. When he gives his head a tough guy stare and dares his hair to grow, the cutest baby bonnet's there, all tied up with a bow. Well, this gent they call St. Nicholas is quite a sight to see. His results have been ridiculous with each new recipe. In times his tail will tickle us, and he doesn't have a doubt. But today he's got to find a way to get some hair to sprout. He can't resist those remedies, and the list goes on and on. So he certifies this day the Great Hair Growing Marathon. He gives it all he's got while mixing fixins one by one. And whether he grows hair or not, it seems like Santa's having fun. He cooks up his cuisine. He's got a hungry head to feed. He looks like a machine with every move at lightning speed. For show, he throws on flour and dough like he's an acrobat. But instead of hair, what sits up there? A great big baker's hat.
Oh, God.
Then he squishes up and dishes up a hot dog on a bun. But an old-time baseball cap appears the minute that he's done. He thinks that rum might grow some hair. So he rubs it more and more. Then a pirate hat is sitting there, like Long John Silver wore. When Santa serves up Irish stew and sprinkles shamrocks on, there's a green hat with a buckle. He's a lucky leprechaun. Then he tosses on some mystery sauce across his head and roams. When a cool detective's hat appears, he looks like Sherlock Holmes. Hmm. After mashing up a cup of maize to help his hairless cause, he wears an Indian headdress and becomes Chief Santa Claus. Then all those crazy cures start tickling Santa's funny bone. He thinks about 100 other hats that he might own. There's Merlin the Magicians from those great King Arthur books. Those floppy hats for fishing, crammed with tackle, bait, and hooks. Those Viking hats from days of yore, with horns designed to shock. Those funny hats the pilgrims wore when they got to Plymouth Rock. Next to quirky fez from Turkey, with its tassel dangling down. From an ancient English castle, he could have a kingly crown. Now his bald head doesn't bother him at all. Imagine that. Up there, instead of hair, he'd rather wear another hat. So many hats, a helmet, a fedora, or a tam. He's balder than an eagle, but he's happy as a clam. In just a while, he'll have a pile of styles he's never seen. He's turned his hairless head into a hat-making machine. So Santa's head keeps working till the sun begins to rise. He knew it had some skill, but still he can't believe his eyes. His hat-making machine went wild. There's nothing, not one space to spare. 100 different hats are piled in places everywhere. Now Santa thinks it's time to end his all-night quest. He wants to go to bed and give his head a little rest. He wanted something up there, but much more than hair has grown. It's the biggest hat collection that this world has ever known. That's the end. There we go. The end. So
Q.
That's understand.
It was a little intense at some points, but it was cute.
Intense. I was in it.
Yeah. Yeah. When you were reading it, it was intense. No, it was good. It was good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. I meant there was moments where it was. It is a very cute story line, you know, and then you really had to think, oh wow, I'm talking about for a little kid, like wow, yeah, right.
Well,
if I put a cheese souffle on my head, that's French, yeah. So I should have a French hat. You know what I mean? So, no, it was exciting.
Well, that's the whole thrust of it. The thrust of it is that He thinks the miracle cure for baldness is by spreading different cultures' hair or
right.
foods on his head, and then
right.
different hats. So it's came out of my own discombobulated brain. But,
no, you just read it with virility, and it was just so. To me, it was the way you read it. It was like, you know. Well, what else? What's the next hat? What's the next hat? You know.
Oh yeah. Well, I can run out of. I ran out of hats, I think, and
yeah.
it's the perfect length for Laura to. For she has a whole storyboard done and everything, so it's ready, and we'll see. I mean, I put it, you know, I just believe in it. That's all. I mean, and so otherwise, I wanted to say a couple things, quotes about reading again. From your, this is from Helen Hayes, the great theatrical actress.
Mm-hmm.
From your parents, you learn love and laughter and how to put one foot before the other. But when it comes to when books are open, you discover you have wings. That's from her. And this is from Walt Disney. We all know who he was.
Right.
You know, when
she's Larry Hagman's mom, I think, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I thought so. Yeah, I forgot. I got so much shit in my head, Rick.
She
I can't remember everything.
She used to call
it
the First Lady of American Theater years ago.
No, I know. I know who she is. And I remember you and I went through the 70s, you know, and 80s, and there's a lot going on. So some things we forget, and some things we remember. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have, what's it called? Our memory is... I don't know. My friend can remember things to a T, and I remember things to a T, but they're different things than he remembers. So I don't remember being there, and he does, or whatever. You know? That's what happens when years pass by. You know? But anyway, this is from Walt Disney.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know when you've read a good book, when you turn the last page and feel little as if you've lost a friend. There is more treasure in books than in all the pirates' loot on Treasure Island, Walt Disney. So that's what I feel about books. Reading to children. That's
right,
the most important
thing. Right. Oh, and you want to tell everybody about your other books? You want to tell them about the Nut House and the Labyrinth? You want to talk about those?
Well, I have... one book I'll be on in January, hopefully, called The Labyrinth of Voices. And then
I
have one book.
Listen, we got a caller. We got a caller. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Hang on. Hold on, they're coming. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Rick Ryan. You have a question?
Yes.
Or just
yes,
want to
I
say
do.
Hi? Okay.
Oh, well, I can do both.
Lovely.
Let me get away from the computer here. I really enjoyed what Mr. Ryan has done, but I wonder what else has he written, books or songs? And
that's what we were just talking about.
He's a great wordsmith. I mean, and I would just like to see something else that he's done.
What's your name?
I'm Chip, and I live in Buffalo. And my nickname
Chip.
Is Buffalo Chip. Buffalo Chip.
Hey,
you can call me
Buffalo Chip. Merry Christmas. Hey, Rick, tell Chip all about your stuff. He's going to love it.
Can I call you
Buffalo?
Call me Buffalo or you can call me Chip. I don't care.
I'll call you Chip. Okay. I have written songs all my life. I have had quite a few, you know, awards, cuts, all that stuff. I had a platinum album with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I've written 3 books.
What was the song with Niels and Young?
That was called Shadowland, and it is. I was on the show about that a month or so ago, and it's a tribute to Vietnam.
Yeah.
yes. tribute to Vietnam. That's coming home to an unwelcoming country. So that's another tribute. But I felt very strongly about that. I still do about that whole subject. So, yeah. Were you in the military?
Yeah, I did 20 years in the Navy.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Not many people do that anymore, you know, do it because they love their country and want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So
thank you. I appreciate the show. I really do. And it's great to hear the authenticity of the dialogue between the two of you. And I thank you very much. And I wish you both a Merry Christmas and a great new year. Thank you very much.
Oh, Chip, thank you so much. And thank you for calling. Happy holidays to you. And if you're not busy, if you're doing something Christmas Eve, just flip on the show. I'm going to be playing all the music of Christmas that we played this month. So if you guys are just having a couple of drinks, put your computer on. We're going to play all the songs that we featured this month of our guests. It's going to be a really lovely evening.
Will do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Adios. Mi amigo.
No, that was nice. That was nice. Somebody loves you.
Oh, they're all over the place.
That's good.
Of course, I'm
that's broken. Good.
Yeah, but
yeah.
But yeah, it's all
so when
nice.
when you wait real quick, when you're looking for the release of Santa's Monster Bash, the book.
Well, Under Santa's Hat will be done probably in the spring, but then you have all the way from the spring till Christmas to get things going. And the one mistake people can make with Christmas books is finishing them in October or something because you're too late. So I'd rather be a little early than too late. And this
well,
is just
actually,
a way of...
Right.
Huh?
actually, this is the time when people start writing new stuff for next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So that's what's happening.
Or actually in June.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm early, but that's cool. I mean, I'm not concerned about this because I think combined with the artwork, it should do well. But we'll see. I mean, it's just you got to do the best you can do.
Right.
And
I want
to make people feel something. I want kids to laugh. I want people to feel... In this time of such uncertainty, I want to try, you know, to make somebody, to bring humor to somebody, you know, because we need humor. Laughter is the best medicine, as they say. So.
Yes, sir.
Anyway.
Yes, sir. Now,
but it's always
a joy
to talk.
Yes, and you know you're always welcome back. And I'm sure what's the next event or holiday coming up? You probably have a song for it.
Well, I have no more tributes. I have books. No,
yeah,
the
I'm
tributes are worn
it.
Out now. It's not like I have a tribute to Valentine's Day or anything like that.
Well, you better get on it.
Yeah,
get on it.
I'll be back.
Oh wait,
the labyrinth of voices. I'll be back.
Hang on, we got another call. We have another caller, honey. Hold on, here we go. Hang on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and you're on with Rick Ryan. Would you like to say hi, or you have a question?
No, I just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to say the echo what Chip from Buffalo said, that I enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed listening to Rick, his song, and also reading his story. A feel-good story, so I just want to say thank you.
And didn't he read it great too? Like he read it
oh,
was
he
so
did.
Intense
yeah.
the way he read it. You know, it was like wow.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, what's your name?
What? I'm Vinny.
What's your name? Hey, Vinny. How are you?
How you doing?
Thank you, Vinny. Thank you.
Well,
yeah,
thank
welcome.
You so
I'm
much. Where are you calling from, Vin?
I'm calling from Yonkers.
Yonkers. Hey,
yeah.
We got New York in the house. Yonkers in the house.
Again, I just wanted to say thank you and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vinny. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, I forgot to tell Vinny that we're doing the Christmas Eve thing. So, well, if he's listening to the show, he heard what we're going to do. So, anyway, thank you, Vinny. Oh, that was nice. You got Blake, I told you they love you. What are you going to do about that? Uh-oh. You better go shave and cut that hair.
It's worse now than in the picture.
Or at least put it in a freaking ponytail. I'm only kidding, honey. You look fabulous. I'm just saying, they love you. They want you.
I'm no fashion, you know. Yeah, I'm not into fashion. So I'm into writing, yeah.
Yes, we're not fashionistas. We have too much going on to worry about how we look. You know?
Right. When you're staying inside, who are you dressing yourself up for? I mean, you know, the guy at the supermarket?
Oh, you got to see me. Oh, my, Rick, you got to see me with this shit. I don't have to go to work, right? So, I mean, I'm not getting dressed. I mean, I can't, even when I go out, I'm loving the mask because nobody knows that I look like shit because they don't know it's me. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh, because, you know, when I had the surgery, I think we all look like
shit till we go out. You know, and then suddenly.
Oh, hang on. We have another caller. Listen, you shush. We got another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, honey. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Rick Ryan. We have a question, and you just want to say hi.
Hi. My name's Eric, and I just want to say happy holidays to both of you, and I appreciate the show.
Thank you so much, Eric, about reading.
Yeah, and of course, I've read my whole life practically. And it's really saved me these last 6 or 8 months.
Right.
Having books and poetry around, and actually I've had a chance to read Rick's books, and I highly recommend them.
Oh, you have read Rick's books. I was going to ask you if you'd like a copy. I was going to tell Rick to send you a copy, but I guess you read his books.
I know, Eric. I know.
Actually, we know one another. We go back 50
Pardon
years.
Me. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just wanted to say hi.
You go back 50 years, so he's as much of a pain in the ass to you as he is to me. I've only known him a year.
He must be
driving you crazy.
Well, we met in college, and then a lot of years went by when we didn't see each other.
Eric, listen, you're on the spot. Listen, you've known him since college. Was he a writer back then? Was he really heavy into writing? Because that's all he does. I love him for that. I mean, he's constantly using his mind.
He was, and he's devoted. In a way, to the masters that we read when we were in at Loyola Marymount together, he remembers T.S. Eliot and on and on, and Homer. He of course remembers Homer and the Iliad and the Odyssey, I really admire. His persistence and his endurance as a writer and as a person of conscience. So I guess this is my way of saying hello. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. That was nice.
Thank you, Eric. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Let
me ask you this, Eric. I'm getting a feeling that everybody's loving him tonight. So don't you think he should shave and cut his hair?
He's perfected a look.
He's perfected a look.
I mean, and a lifestyle.
No, I love that, because that's I could say that for me now when somebody says, oh, you look like shit to me. Not that Rick looks like shit, but that's the name I'm going to say. I'm going to say, well, I've perfected a look. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
It's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
new,
no,
old,
no.
Old Bohemian. You know,
yeah.
Well, Eric, listen, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you, Rick. Happy holidays. Yeah, we have another caller.
Yeah,
Rick. Hang on 1 second.
Thank you,
Eric.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see who's on the line, Rick. Check it out. You are hot tonight,
yeah,
honey.
Another caller. That's me.
Hello. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Rick Ryan. You have a question or just want to say hello?
I just want to say hello and Merry Christmas to my most favorite cousin, Ricky.
Oh.
It's Jenny.
Jenny, how you doing?
Oh, this is so
Merry
sweet.
Merry Christmas, my love.
Cousins call me. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm great, oh. Ricky. I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
I love you.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. I can't wait to see you again. Yeah.
I can't wait to see you. Anyway, I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you, and I love you, and keep up the wonderful work, and you're just one amazing, special, spiritual, loving person, and you're that happy, happy guy that I remember as a kid with that monkey face. Remember Monkey Face?
Wait till you read my next book and then tell me that.
You sound just like you did when you were a little kid. I love you, sweetie. Merry Christmas.
I love you, Jenny.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Merry Christmas, Jenny.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Oh, everybody wants to wish you a merry... See, I told you, everybody's loving on you tonight. They're feeling your love, honey. Oh, that's so sweet. This is so nice. This is what Christmas is about.
That's what it's about.
Just love and...
It's about family and
caring for each other and family,
yeah.
Oh, man,
yeah.
That was so nice. That was so nice. I'm so glad
and
you
called
you.
I'm just so
cool.
Glad to have been here tonight. That's all, or today,
yeah.
Or whatever it is.
I'm glad that we did this tonight. You know, I'm glad we did, me personally, for you, Rick, too, because I'm glad we did this tonight, because I don't know if I'll be able to call and wish you a happy Merry Christmas personally, so I'm glad that I can do it tonight to you, because you know I care about you a lot, so.
Well, yeah, I'll talk to you after Christmas.
Yes, it'll probably be after
Christmas.
We'll
have
Christmas.
A whole new year ahead
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, we got a whole new year ahead. That's freaking true. I'll see you next year.
Okay.
You know, so. Oh, God. Well, we're almost running out of time, so I guess maybe we should say goodnight. And I want to say thank you again. I appreciate it so much that you came on, and I love the book. The song was really, everything was so cute. This is perfect. You know what? We're going to talk later. I got to tell you something. I just came up with an idea, so I'll call you after
okay.
the show. All right.
Perfect.
And, yeah, so we're going to end it tonight with Santa's Monster Bash by Rick Ryan. And look for his Under Santa's Hat. That's coming next year. And from what I'm hearing, I think this song could be a little animated thing for next Christmas you guys know, like a Charlie Brown Christmas. But, you know what I'm talking about. Does anybody watch these anymore? I don't know. Are they even on TV anymore? Remember like Charlie Brown's Christmas, Rudolph? Do they still show those?
They become perennials. They're on every year.
I mean, because we
but
used to
room,
run home.
There's
and,
room for more. They haven't come up with
yeah.
that much lately, I don't think. So.
No,
you know.
No. I heard it's
so,
hard to get the kids today into those. What we used to watch. I heard it's hard to get the kids
well,
into
put
it.
A few monsters in there. You know what I mean? See what happens.
Yeah. right. Let's see. All right, guys. Rick Ryan, thank you so much. And here is Santa's Monster Mash.
Thank you. Monster Mash. For listening and, you know, thank you. to you.
Yes, and here, oh, stop. We're going to talk later.
Merry Christmas to
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. Santa's Monster Bash, Rick Ryan. Check it out. If you're listening, look at our calendar. We've got some great guests coming up. And also, oh, guess who's coming up? You're going to shit. Check it out. You ready?
I'm ready.
Johnny Whitaker. Johnny Whitaker from Family Affair, Buffy and Jody.
Oh, I remember that. Buffy and Jody.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Sissy's coming up. And you're never going to believe this one. Wink
Kathy
Martindale.
Garber, right?
Yes, Kathy Garber.
Wink Martindale.
And yeah, Wink Martindale. I can't wait to talk to him. He's going to be on for Elvis special. It's Elvis's birthday next month. So, and he knew Elvis extremely well. And his wife, Sandy. Sandy actually dated Elvis. So, you know. So that's going to be a cool thing.
Well,
but,
great.
Yeah, no, we got some.
And
great,
everyone's
yeah,
heard
next month
of Wink Martindale.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. And next month's going to be really rocking. Next month's going to be rocking. So, anyway. But, all right, guys. Here is Santa's Monster Bash. Oh, wait. Thank you, guys, to his sponsors, please. I'm going to say it before Christmas. Merry Christmas to all my sponsors. And thank you for being a sponsor at Applause Radio Show. The Highborn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. KWB Wines in South Africa. Cheese for the Times and other stuff in Clifton, New Jersey. Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor in New Jersey. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake. Cloyden Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. And GenieBottles.com. Check out that site if you're an I Dream of Genie fan or just into nostalgia or a collector. You can get I Dream of Genie Bottle at geniebottles.com, and they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. All right, here we go. Who's coming up tomorrow? I've got shows back-to-back. It's crazy. Oh, calendar. Here we go, folks. Sorry about that. What is today, Rick? 19th?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Oh, Kristen Casey. That's going to be fun, guys. Call in to get a copy of her autographed book, Rock Monster, My Life with Joe Walsh from the Eagles. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Wow.
She's giving away an autographed copy. So check it out. So great time to get
Joe
it for
Walsh.
Christmas. Well, you're not going to get it by Christmas, but at least you know you want it. So if you want to give it to somebody, cut a picture out. If you win it, cut a picture out, put it in a car, and say it's in the mail. There you go. All right, everybody. Santa's Monster Bash. Rick Ryan. Rick, thank you so much, honey bunny. I'll talk to you later, okay? Much later, unfortunately.
Thank you,
I'm tied up.
So much.
All right,
thank
honey.
You.
Take care. I'll talk to you later, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Good night, everybody. Santa's Monster Bash by Rick Ryan.
Christmas Eve they met inside the deepest dark abyss. The biggest names and monsters had a plan that couldn't miss. They knew their mission and were only hours from their goal, to polish up their powers and demolish the North Pole. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and all at their best game. The turnout was spectacular, the Wolfman even came. There were gruesome ghouls and goblins, every guardian of gloom, all led by that mad scientist, his name Professor Doom. Monster was the mummy with the alien dripping goo. Godzilla was no dummy, he brought King Kong with him too. A sea of screeching zombies joined the powerful platoon. The creature even came up from inside his black lagoon. What a mob, the blob, the predator, and evil Mr. Hyde. Yes, a headless horseman even showed up for a ride. 100 flying monkeys and a wicked witch herself. She cast a spell on Santa and on every single elf. Brought a big spell. spaceship so cool and customized. Professor Doom saw all the room and boy, he was surprised. He led his mighty monsters on their cruel and creepy cause. Tonight he was their host in making toast of Santa Claus. Once their spaceship landed, they would stomp and snort and sneer. But Santa's laugh was all those mad monstrosities could hear. Then suddenly a soft and quiet snow began to fall. And Santa said, it's Christmas Eve, let's party one and all.
Dracula dear, would you like some blood brownie?
Oh, but I would.
Hey, I don't know me, where'd I come from? Oh, let's get down.
Anyone for plum pudding? Christmas cake? Christmas cookie?
And fiddles, there was Mrs. Claus's feast. There were folks with jokes and riddles, songs to soothe the savage beast. There was every sound of Christmas, there was laughter by the ton. The first time all the monsters felt that thing that we call fun. The snow that fell would break the spell of that old wicked witch. And Santa yelled, let's party hardy, all the monsters got the itch. With zombies, elves, and King Kong, it was such a culture clash. It was quite a sight to see that night at Santa's Monster Bash.